Welcome to Beyond the Boundary, Kerr's Hire, quality equipment for hire and sales.
There is a plenty happening in local football. There is news bubbling away under the surface, and we're going to get to the bottom of some of it in this edition of the award-winning Beyond the Boundary podcast, produced from the studios of K-Rock 955, Tom King, and alongside me, my co-pilot, Jason Doherty. A very good afternoon.
Oh, Captain, the leaders of sport in Geelong we are, aren't we? Hey, it all happens here, doesn't it? Hey,
There's a bit going on. What's happening with the Ballerine League?
What isn't happening with the Ballerine League? I don't know. What's happening? I think they're thinking about something, aren't they?
Are they going to go it alone?
Well, I don't know. That's the $64,000 FAS question at the moment, I think.
Is it getting closer to... They've got to make a decision at some point.
Well, you would have
thought so.
It's what are we now? We're nearly finals time.
Yep.
This is for next year. I think the clubs would want to know, wouldn't they? Mm. And the supporters? I think they might be leaving their run a little bit too late, are they? I don't know. They're going to be 10 teams, 11 teams, 12 teams? What are they going to be?
If I was a betting man...
Which you're not.
But I'm going to have a little wage here.
Have a little...
I think we might be a 12-team Ballerine next year.
Really?
Well, North Shore have put it on the table.
Intimated.
That Ballerine is potentially where their future lies. We love that word, potentially.
Potentially. It's like bespoke. Yeah. I love it.
No.
Potentially.
Bespoke.
Who came up with bespoke? I don't know. What about the other one I heard the other day, Lick Its Own Nose? Do you like that one?
I've never
heard that one?
No.
I'm starting to hear that a bit.
Oh,
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, some people going, oh, yeah, it just licks its own nose.
Right.
Don't worry.
All right.
Just keep walking.
Okay, we will. Yep. Ballerine finals have been announced, that we do know.
Yes.
First 2 weeks at Port Arlington.
Traditional.
Yes.
Traditional.
Has that happened before?
Oh, a couple of times.
And back to Newcombe for the prelim
and
the grand final.
That's good, isn't it?
So netball facility there has been improved.
$1 million facility now. Yep. Whack-diddy-whack. Yep. Perfect.
So that is helped them come back. GFNL, we thought we might have been hearing today.
Come on. I thought we were doing exclusives here. Come on, what are we doing?
Saturday, potentially.
What's the difference between Wednesday and Saturday? Come on, people.
Ticking things off, probably.
Oh, making sure that Leopold's okay.
Oh.
Oh, did I say that out loud? Oh, whoops. Yeah, just watch this space.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm allowed to say that. I'm not contractually obliged to worry about things like you are,
no,
so that's okay.
Don't you
there
start.
You go.
You sound like you could be on a Saturday morning show somewhere else saying things like that.
Oh, am I? Oh, hang on. Do I know something?
No.
Oh, that other one.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Who intimate there. That sort of thing as well.
Do they?
Yes.
Oh, that's no good.
Now, Cryo and Geelong West... This week, Geelong with GFNL have both gone to the coaching market.
They have.
Advertised.
Mm.
Have you got any more from your insiders at West?
No. It's been a bit flat the last couple of weeks. Okay. I think they're still chasing a couple of high-profile names, can I say.
Well, they need to.
Yeah. Do they?
Yep.
Why?
Well, they need just something.
They need a grab, don't they?
Yeah, because they've been sitting between, other than the COVID year, which they were a bit stiff, they were going to play finals
that
year.
Yeah.
They've sat between 8th and 10th.
Yeah.
They need
something, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah. They need something to just spark them into action. Greg's tried everything.
Yes.
He's had some good players there, but it just, unfortunately, they haven't got to where they wanted to be. They wore the Roosters jumper last week.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, to mark 25 years of netball. So yeah. The netballers went back into the Roosters dress.
Very good, yep.
For their games.
Yep.
And the footballers
nice.
Pulled out the red, white and blue jumper with the charcoal shorts.
Oh, wow.
It's a different look.
Charcoal shorts.
Yeah. And joining them is Motawari.
They are. The great Hove.
Yeah, so pulled the pin after a couple of years.
What's he going to do with himself?
He'll just hang around Motawari. That's home for him. Help out. Do you think he's got something else in the...
Oh, no, but I mean... You're lost to footy a long time, aren't you? He's been a great servant. He's been helped a lot of clubs. He's worked, you know, he's worked in the VFL and all that sort of stuff.
As he did say to me, this time next year,
yes,
he wants to be in Port Douglas.
I was going to say, is he going to be a European summer or something? Is he Hoves?
I think you'll find him far north Queensland
right,
or something
okay.
like that.
Right.
So
fair enough.
So I spoke to him earlier.
Who's taking over there then? What's happening? They're going to a process, are they?
You've got knowledge more.
Well, I think the assistant coach is, he's a well-credentialed person, isn't he?
Pete Carson.
Oh, Pete Carson. He's a well-credentialed
person. Was coached in the league before.
Correct.
Coached in the GFL level.
Yes. He's a
well-credentialed. How does it fit in around his college employment?
Oh, I'm not sure. I don't know. He's assistant coach, so he must be there, is he? So
he's not there all the time, though, is he?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I know he's at the club, so he'd be a fair candidate, I would have thought.
Yes. Ben Callett from South Barwon.
Yes.
Suffered a shoulder injury at Werribee training last week. He's having scans today.
Oh, no.
Hopefully not
How's
too
the
serious.
Coach?
When he first mentioned it on Sunday ahead of our AFL coverage, Neildy, he was concerned.
Oh, that's no good.
So, happy birthday to Ron Osborne, who turned 89 this week.
The great Ron.
89.
Yep.
Good. Well played. He is Mr. St. Albans.
Playing well, right?
Oh, him and Cliffy Grinder. Sorry, probably Mr. Grinder. I apologise if you're listening.
Yes.
But
which he would be.
They are Mr. St. Albans's or whatever.
St. Albans's.
Or whatever.
Plural.
Yeah, something like that. Talking about St. Albans, Alistair Ford.
The great Alistair Ford.
Won a Matheson 30 years ago.
Oh, please don't say it like that.
In a four-way tie.
Who were the other three quickly?
Keast, McGowan and Corth.
Yeah, not bad.
Yep, two from the one club.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah, how does that happen? Anyway, we digress.
I think they went 16-2 or 17-1. That's probably how it happens.
Still, you go 17-1, there's still more than two players that are going okay.
Yeah,
but
true.
Anyway,
well, that's a bloke called Foppiani. Frank might have been at the VFL.
Yeah, right.
Catch reserves.
I still had 16 other good players on the ground.
He's donated his Matheson and the jumper he played in when he was at Super Saints back to the club.
Oh, nice.
At past Players' Day.
Perfect.
Just want to mark the passing of Dave Pescott at Newtown Chewell. He was their oldest living past player.
He was. He turned 100 earlier in the year, didn't he?
Yes.
Yes, that's a good innings.
So well, commiserations to the Pescotts and, of course, everybody up at the Eagles. It's past Players' Day at Werribee Central, so it's somebody's day to shine up there.
I wonder where the commentary van for the GD is going on Saturday. A little bit of Werribee Central's and East.
Central's and
yes,
East.
Yes, very nice.
Behave yourself, grub.
Yes.
He's been unwell.
Has he?
Yeah.
Well, that's no good.
But
get better, Grump.
Charlie McCartan news just filtering through.
Oh, we finally got something.
He's lawn eligible
for
finals. Which we have been saying he was. Others were questioning.
Oh, really? Were they?
Yeah. But under AFL Vic rules, he hasn't busted
yet.
And
so
he's going to play enough at lawn.
Well, there you go. He kicked a couple on Saturday too, didn't he, I think?
He's been going all right.
Yeah, he's been going okay.
I think one who kicked a ton might have watched him play one week and was very impressed.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sam Cation's kicked his first goal for Inverley on debut last week. And Jarvis Burley, actually, a 15-year-old at Lara, he actually kicked a goal on debut.
Did he really?
Yep.
Oh, well done.
Sam Cation, actually, it might have been Sam Cation's second game, I apologise. They beat Bannockburn, but fair to say his teammates were falling over themselves to celebrate. I've seen some video.
Really?
Yeah, and one of his teammates might have been Noah Snezkov, might not have been, coming in as basically put there's a bunch of them, sort of hugging six, seven of them, and then they all fell down.
Fell over like 10-pin bowling?
Yep.
Really?
Bang.
Oh, my God.
Down they went.
Gee whiz. Imagine what happens if they make the finals.
Yeah. Well, I've got...
Oh, here we go.
I've got them getting in.
Here we go. He's done the little bit I've of done, a run I've on done, him. He's done
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I've got... Well,
got him going
I've,
in.
Well, we've got Cubby on, Caleb Basie on later. He won't like what I've predicted.
Oh, you're saying that they're missing.
Missing.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Oh, I look forward to that.
Yeah, losing to Central's on the weekend...
Didn't help.
Wasn't an ideal situation. Have you got any news? What are you bringing
to
the table?
Well, I saw the announcement about the changing the facilities at Newtown.
Yes.
Very good.
Yep.
Very good.
$1.9
million worth of facility upgrades for the women's footy, which is that needs to happen in a lot of different places as well. So let's hope that continues on.
Yep.
No, I haven't got... No, there's a couple of other things boiling away, but I can't bring anything else to the table. Just yes.
Nothing that won't get us...
Probably sued, but anyway, yes.
Well, talking about guess who don't sue.
Oh, hello.
Which local coach is chasing a replacement pair of shoes after leaving a pair on the roof of his car and then driving off? But he did manage to find one of them.
What? No, come on. Now, we... That's funny. That's not suing. That's funny. What league?
No.
Oh, you can't even do that.
No, I can't even do that.
Really?
No, but he was very embarrassed.
Was he?
He found one but couldn't find the other.
I'm going to find out who that is.
We'll do some digging.
Okay.
Big show coming up. We're going to chat with Cubby Basley. Game 250 for him this week, the six-timer. Not seven, because when they won the seventh, he was playing at Grovedale.
He was too.
Yes. Who else are we speaking with this afternoon?
Oh, the great.
Oh, Jack Driver.
Oh, no. Is he back from his European jaunt?
Yeah, we're going to be talking to Jack. And the photo I found to promote his interview goes back to 2016, when he might have been rocking some sort of ponytail arrangement.
Really? Yeah. Oh, we like that one.
And on the other side of this, we're going to catch up with the coach of the Barracudas, Queenscliff, Heath Jamieson.
This is K-Rock Football's Beyond the Boundary. Kerr's Hire, quality equipment for hire and sales.
Hard to believe for the first time this year we're speaking to this gentleman in this format. We have had him on our KROQFootball.live GFNL coverage a couple of times during the year when he sauntered along to watch his beloved St Joseph's on a Sunday and brought us up to date with what's happening at the Kuta Bowl. It's fair to say, Jace, things are going okay.
They're going all right. Does he still wear that St Joseph's? We'll have to ask him. Does he still wear the St Joseph's top when he goes to St Joey's? We'll ask that question.
I think he does.
Does he?
I think he does. Right. But he's leading a team that is going okay. They are sitting third on the ladder, a 9-5 record. Of course, it is Queenscliff and their coach, Heath Jamieson. Jamo, thank you for joining us on Beyond the Boundary.
Thanks for having me, gents.
9-5, can you scarcely believe that you are that record? If somebody had have offered you that about March 15 this year, would you have gone, oh, please, yes, we'll take that in a heartbeat?
Yes. Yeah, we would have. For sure, and probably after round three or four, we probably definitely would have doubled down on taking that. So it's been a good rise, but to say it was unexpected is probably not the right word. But yeah, we're happy it's here.
You were 1-3. Losses in there to Newcombe, and goal loss to Barwon Heads. Motawarri got hold of you out there in round four. You'd only had a 1-point win over Drysdale to show for anything. When you're 1-3 and start a season like that, do you question what you're doing at all and strip it back, or do you sort of stay to the task that you've set yourself and know that the process that you've put in place is eventually going to pay off?
I was pretty bullish with the game plan that I wanted the boys to play. I think it's worked and it stood up before. So, and it's not no big secret. We just had to get our pressure right. And I think it's one thing that we didn't really concentrate at Queenscliff on too much was the defensive side of the game. And they're a young group that probably just had to learn that as soon as that clicks, everything else clicks with it. So it was more the players understanding that. And once we played, games against good opposition where they saw that it worked, that's the key. And I think as soon as that happens, it can turn pretty quickly. So, it's an attitude-based thing. It's not a skill thing. So it doesn't matter what team you put out onto the park. If their attitude and is right around the defensive aspect of the game, you can generally win more games than you lose.
We had Harry Gower on Jamo a few weeks ago, and he said exactly that, because I said to him that the team itself in terms of, recruiting-wise, you'd picked up some, but the core group was pretty much the same as what it was last year. It's just been a matter of time and effort from those boys to actually understand the process of what the game plan was.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, it's just built around, working hard for each other. The one thing about our group is, it's a very close group. I've coached, I think when I was at St Joseph's, we were very close, but this one are tight, a lot tighter than the Queenscliff side that I coached last time. That's not saying that they weren't tight, but these guys, you've got, I think in most weeks we probably have 15 guys under 22 that not only play together, they hang out together, they've gone to school together. So I think everything was pretty well right off field. We have a few larrikins that do what they do of a night time after football games, but they can do that. When they work together, they want to achieve something together, and that's probably been the best part about it, is once we did start winning, it becomes infectious and they want to do it more. And yeah, so far so good.
Nice of Hose to announce that he's leaving the week that you're playing them down at the Kuta Bowl. That was nice of him, because they'll give them a little bit of an added fillip for the Warriors.
Yeah, it will. And, I think we know what Motawarri are all about. They do. They can be a very prickly side for us to play against. So it's a good game for us, hopefully leading into a final series. I think we play Motta, Port at Port, that are always pretty hard to do, Torquay and and Anglesey. So, you know, you've got four games there that if you want to be serious at the back end of the year, you'll probably want to get through, you know, those four games pretty well. So it's a good run in for us. Yeah, but we haven't won a lot of footy games over the past, you know, years, and this group haven't won a lot. So we're not going to get carried away with ourselves. We'll just focus on what of this week. But yeah, Hove's hanging them up. Probably could have spoke to his group this Tuesday, next Tuesday instead of this Tuesday.
Will you be disappointed if you don't start out of a qualifying final, Jamo?
No, I won't be. No, not at all. You know, we'll finish where we deserve to finish, I suppose. So there will be no disappointment. I think we're probably not in that position as a footy club, like I just said, that to be picky and choosy about where we finish. We want to play finals footy. We want to take the club back to where we think they should be. And, yeah, I think I won't be disappointed where we finish as long as it's in that top five.
You've been able to bring on some kids with some great sort of names when it comes to Queenscliff history. And I talk of obviously got a couple of Monaghans running around, but the ability to debut a Gladman last week must have filled you with a lot of pride.
Yeah, I think Jamie and Ange have both been big parts. I think Ange is a senior best and fairest winner in the netball, and Jamie was exactly what he was in local footy. You know, some people say probably one of the better local footballers ever in the Geelong region. So to have the next generation come through is always good. But Arch has done a lot of work on his own. You know, we love the big name, but it's up to the kid to do the work. You know, we've seen plenty of sons that probably haven't quite come on, but Arch has got himself in some great condition to play senior football, and he didn't look out of place on the weekend. It was a really good, solid debut. I think he had double figure touches, kicked a goal, and a fair few tackles. So it was a good debut from Arch, and yeah, no, it is good to see. And that's the best thing about Queenscliff is, you know, you have a lot of those stories where people have been involved in the club for a long time and their children come through. So yeah, it's a good part of local footy. It's a good part of anything.
Absolutely. The Twos are going all right too. Like, obviously we know last year they I think got to a semi-final, had that famous elimination final win that was full of emotion in the first week of the finals. But the fact that they're actually, did they get to a prelim last year?
They got a prelim last year, yeah.
But like there again, which, you know, two games clear of six with four to play, you think they're playing finals as well. How important is that you know, depth that's probably not been there for Queenscliff over the last decade is returning, and you've got the ability to look to your 12 o'clock team and go, well, there's guys who can play a role.
Yeah, I think when I first went back to the club, you know, and Matt Murphy came with me, one of my good mates who's a great reserves coach, Murph, there was something that we were pretty passionate about, was to make sure that we had two strong teams. And, you know, it's something that's important to me, is that we have that one club approach where all players are welcome, and we've still got, you know, we could fill a third team at the moment. I think we've still got so many numbers missing out each week who just keep turning up, keep training, keep putting the pressure on. So yeah, it's a great place for a club to be. We do this on the back of five or four and a half junior teams. You know, when some clubs have over 30, so to have two senior teams in the finals, it looked like we're going to play finals in a pretty strong comp on the back of four and a half junior teams. And if you look at our points in the seniors, we play on 30 every week. You know, I'm a pretty proud leader of our footy club to be able to do that.
So you're heading towards finals, Jamo. Just give us a coach's insight into what it looks like for you now. You're 4 or 5 weeks out from the finals. In terms of 26 and beyond, like, you've got 1.5 eyes on this season. Do you always keep an eye on what's going on outside the club and in the league and around the leagues in terms of recruits and what it looks like for you next year? And, you know, probably not discussions yet with players in your own team, but, you know, how does that work from a coaching perspective for somebody like you?
Yeah, you know, Jace, the one thing that we want as as people who are involved in local footy is some time off. So if you don't look at it early, you don't get any time off. You know, you spend your whole of September, October, early November trying to recruit. So I think the first step for us is to retain our list, which we started, I think we spoke to them last Thursday night that we wanted to re-sign everyone again for next season. And thankfully, they've all jumped back on, which is huge. So Aaron Jones has never had it that easy, I don't think, the guy who does the signing. So everyone who's played senior football this year that we've spoken to is back. We'll get through the reserves guys in the next few weeks. So yeah, the first thing is to retain your list, see what that looks like, see how much money you got left, and then yeah, I think recruiting is sort of a couple of year job, I reckon. Sometimes you touch base with someone 2 or 3 years ago and you keep touching base with them at the end of each season to see where they're at and see where they're coming. So we've kept those conversations going with a lot of people, and unfortunately, we haven't had too much to sell, well, it's been quite difficult to get them in. But yeah, now we look pretty attractive. If we can continue to win footy games on a Saturday, it becomes more attractive to potential recruits. So we're hoping at this, you know, we're hoping at the end of this season we can wrap that up really quickly with people that we've spoken to in the past, where we've told them that we're going to be good, but we haven't been able to show them that we're going to be good. So it becomes a bit easier for me, I would think, at the end of this year than what it has been at the end of the past couple.
That was going to be my next question about it. It is an attractive proposition. The facilities are amazing. It's in a great spot. The town's right behind the club. And now you're having some on-field success as well, and the netball goes all right as well. It's pretty an attractive proposition for not just a football player or a netball player, but for a family to come to the club too.
Yeah, I think it is. I think, you know, it's always been that. It's a great club. You know, we're financial. Everyone who gets to the club generally stays at the club, so it's just a matter of getting them in. But yeah, I'm biased, obviously. I think it's a great club for people to come to.
Jamo, Isaac Grant, can you give us an update on how he's tracking after his ruptured spleen from about 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, it's a tough one. So you don't really know. So I spoke to him. He's coming to training most nights. He can't do anything, obviously, quite yet. But all the pain's gone, which is a good sign. I think he was going to have a procedure on Friday, just a camera to check out what's going on internally. So don't know if that's the MRI or whatever it is, but he has something like that to take a picture to see what's happening. But yeah, at this stage the pain's gone, so you know, Isaac's from a great football family that love their footy. Mum and Dad's still coming down to watch some weeks, so even without Isaac playing, so I'm sure he'll be itching to get back out there, but that's probably out of his control a little bit. He's just going to listen to the doctors.
Yep.
Are
you planning to be without him, Jamo? Is that in sort of the best cases you do get him, but you know, you have to probably plan that you won't see him again this year?
Yeah, we'll give him every opportunity to play. He wants to play, so it's just not our decision, unfortunately. He's going to have to get ticked off by his doctor before we put him anywhere near a football field. So, if we get him back, it's great. If we don't get him back, someone else will have to score.
Before we let you go, obviously plenty of talk about the Ballarine Footy League and its future. No doubt you've got a great president with Ali Waite, and she'll be in constant discussion with the Ballarine board and the like. But have you got a view on what the Ballarine should do future-wise, whether it's under AFL Barwon or whether it's by themselves?
I don't have a view on that. I think I'll let those guys decide what they want to do with that. I think, you know, I think they just want to be heard. I think from an outsider looking in, I haven't had a great deal to do with it. And, you know, I think Ali will contribute to that, but I don't think she'll be a deal maker either side of that either. But we, you know, we just want to be heard, that we're happy with our competition. There's not much wrong with our competition. You know, everyone in our competition has been competitive in every game they play this year. I think Hove said that in your article this morning as well, Kingy. So, yeah, I just don't think we should be, probably my opinion would be, the Bellarine's fine. If there are issues with other competitions, which we know there is, it's probably not our fault. We probably don't need to be the ones who have to sort those problems out. So, yeah, just probably leave our little competition to the good competition that it is.
Jamo, as always, appreciate your time. Great to talk footy, but before we let you go.
Are we rolling the arm over again in the summer, Jamo? Is that what we're doing? Are we... Are we I hear the aching bones of that right shoulder there. Hang on a minute.
I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure.
That's a yes.
Yeah, I'll have a hit at some stage, but it won't be... I don't think I'll be able to get the full season in. I like my marriage too much to play the full season of cricket, I think. So
we'll
see what happens.
Fair enough.
Jamo, yeah. Good luck on the weekend and look forward to seeing you in late August at Port Arlington as the Cougars return to finals. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for catching up.
This is K-Rock Football's Beyond the Boundary. Kerr's Hire, quality equipment for hire and sales.
Oh, one of our favourites on K-Rock Footy. He's one of the more unique characters in the competition.
Unique.
And that's why I think he gets along well with his coach.
Because they're
both very unique.
Very unique.
I speak of the 33 from South Barwon, Jack Driver. Jack, thanks for joining us on Beyond the Boundary.
No worries. Thanks for having me, boys. It's good to speak to you this year, finally.
It's been a month since you returned from overseas. You had a two-month stint. Where'd you go?
Yeah, 7 weeks. So went on the honeymoon, went to Spain and Portugal, and then had a boat for a bit in Croatia, met some friends in Albania, and then finished up in Turkey. So it was really good.
Wow. Gee, somebody's getting well paid.
I was going to say, somebody's going okay, aren't they?
Hey. When I told my boss that I was going to be on the phone to you boys, he said, make sure you plug the business, Onber Accounting.
Now, I think we know your boss too, because he's a very good cricketer as well, isn't he?
You've been talking to him, have you?
I saw that he's making a comeback too, the boss. Is that right?
Yeah, no, he is. He's coming back. Yep.
Yes.
Actually, that might be just a nice little segue, because Sean O'Neill has actually sent me some notes, because there's a little for Megan Dunn. They're having the awareness day.
Yes.
At for pancreatic cancer.
Yes.
Newtown game on August 16. There is a link that we will share, and it's hope that the state will give those that loved her purpose to organise, continue her legacy, and raise awareness and much needed funds to help early detection of pancreatic cancer.
Nice.
So, yes, Megan went very suddenly
on
us.
She did. Yes, she did, unfortunately.
Yeah, reading the article in the Addy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very, very sad. Yes. But, yes, no. And, yes, Sean is sending me emails.
Making a comeback. Keeping Jack sort of not going sideways.
Where's he making his comeback?
At East Barwon.
That's probably a silly question.
Yeah, at East Barwon. It wouldn't be anywhere else.
Are you cricketing this summer, Jack?
Of course he is.
Yeah. I'm playing cricket. I'm still at Geelong City, so young Byron Taylor's taken over there this year, so it'll be good. Hopefully he can lead us to a flag.
Shark Park. All the great people played at Geelong City, Jack. All the great people.
Cricket in Geelong.
I am that old. I played with his old man. That's
really?
How old I am.
I get weekly.
Byron's old man.
No, you're old man, you peanut.
Oh, my old man.
You're old man.
He's old, as I thought you were a bit younger than him, Kingy, but obviously
hang on a minute. No. He was a bit older than me when I played.
No,
him.
Not thank you. You've got the wrong voice. I haven't played at City.
No. Settle down. It was... No, yeah. Oh, Kingy, St Lennon's, please. It doesn't count.
Don't you
please,
start.
Please, don't start the cricket talk, please.
And the thing is, Gary Akinow gives me updates every week.
The great knackers.
Yeah, but the great man.
The great man.
Bales me. Is he doing the curating this year?
No. It usually helps out with the scorebook, and it's a meticulous scorebook. It looks pristine at the end of the day as well. He's colour coordinated. He's good for the club, guys.
The one reptile you need to get rid of, though, I can't believe he's still playing seconds, is Adrian Saltalamacchia. My godfather. What is going on there? The great Salts still going.
Mate, he almost led us to a premiership this year.
I know.
He's trying to leave, and we keep asking him back.
He's been elite at everything he's done, Adrian.
He's a great man.
He was good. He was fun to watch on a footy field.
He was pretty good in a cricket field too, actually.
Very talented. Yeah, yes. Very talented. Hate those blokes.
Yeah, I hate them. Yeah.
Now, Jack, talking about talents, you've obviously got undoubted talent. Do you think Nealty's got the best out of you?
Yeah, I think so. You know, obviously we get along really well, and he understands sort of how I like to go about it on the weekend and in games and that. I remember when the first game he coached, he come down to the boundary and he said, "Do you want feedback during the game?" and I said, "Absolutely, I do." And so he's full of great feedback all the time, and he sort of gives me a bit of a license to run up the ground as a defender and plant myself in the forward 50 when I see fit. So for my game personally, he's been sensational. It's been really good playing under him.
And also, does he give you a little bit of flexibility? You know, all the great ones seem to get a little bit more leeway in the way, you know, team meetings and, you know, times to be somewhere. do you get looked after a little bit?
He looks after me a little bit. I like to think there's no special rules for one person in the team. But, yeah, he does allow me to miss the occasional team meeting. I mean, he can waffle on, Mark. So if you miss the first 5 minutes of the team meeting, you're not missing much, I'll tell you.
This is going to, the WhatsApp group's going to blow up after this. You watch this. Now with 7 weeks away, please tell me you have stopped kicking for a while and you will handball on Saturday. Please tell me you do. Please.
Yes. I do get reminded most weeks about my kicking by the opposition, which is fair enough, but that's all good. And the boys do know that if I take a mark deep down back, get around for the hands because I'm happy to give it, that's for sure.
Yeah, Dylan Stark is your best mate, I think, isn't he? He just runs past all the time, tries to get the handball, doesn't he?
he's pretty good at finding himself near me whenever the ball comes in, so I'm more than happy to give it to him as well. He's a sensational user of the ball.
You got a bit of work to do, Jack. Obviously, you would love to have come out with 4 points instead of two against Leopold, but in the next 6 weeks, there's not many gimmies in there. You got a bit of work to do if you want to be back playing finals.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, that's fine. If you want to be or do any well in finals, you've got to beat the teams, you know, around you. And we've found ourselves in a position at the moment where we're sort of in that pack and fighting to make it to the five. So, you know, it just means that each week is, you know, we've got to put our best foot forward and collect the 4 points. And if we manage to take care of business, on a Saturday for the next few weeks, we'll be in a really good, strong position, I'd say, heading into hopefully another deep finals run.
Here's the run home. Bell Park this week, CarrickFootball.live. Mm-hmm. Newtown the week after, CarrickFootball.live. Mm-hmm. North Shore, you win that. St Mary's, CarrickFootball.live. Colac, potentially CarrickFootball.live. And then St Albans last round. So we're going to see a bit of South over the next month, Jase.
Yeah, that's unfortunate for us with Mark. But anyway, that's fine. Like, it'll be like St Joey's at the start of the year. We'll become South Bowen members at the end.
So Damien McMahon's coming on pre-game with us.
Is
as
he?
Assistant coach
right.
this week. And
right.
he said, have you cleared that with Nealty? Because isn't that his sort of me time?
And Nealty doesn't. He just comes in and eats. He doesn't come in and talk.
Really. And if he wants to, he just throws a headset on
whatever
anyway.
He does. So yeah. That's right. So it would be nice to have an actual guest from South Bowen.
What's that been like? What's that been like, Jack, having, you know, Damien McMahon, Alex Totora come in from rival clubs to take on roles as an assistant under Nealty?
Yeah, they've been sensational, both of them. And obviously Wayne Amos, he's back doing his stuff this year as well. He'd come on board halfway through the season. And they're always good. They're relatable people. And obviously their football knowledge is through the roof. And so it's just good to have them people on board that, you know, Mark's obviously got his hands full coaching the entire list and these boys chop him out tremendously well. It's if you go to one of them and you talk to one of them about your game or our game plan and what they sort of want from you during the game, you'll get a clear message. So, yeah, they've been outstanding.
Has there been or is there a bit of a change in terms of game style, game plan this year, Jack, or is it pretty much the same as what you've been having the last couple of years?
That's a great question. it's very similar. The message has stayed very similar the last 3 years. You know, we've done reasonably well, you know, to get to the point where we are at the moment over the course of the last couple of years under Mark. And so just little fine-tuning each week, depending on who we're playing and altering our style just a little bit, depending on the opposition. But overall, it's the same message and a consistent message that from our 12 o'clock team, who's been doing unbelievably well this year as well, through to the 2 o'clock. So everyone seems to know what we're doing, and it's been, yeah, it has been very similar the past couple of years.
All right, Jack, have you listened to Beyond the Boundary before?
Oh, please.
I listened to, of course, I don't miss it, boys. I listened to it, especially when my man, Paddy Kelly, was on last year.
Nice. Right. Nice. Who's going okay down at the VFL?
Yeah.
You won't have, well, you might get him back for a couple of games after the Cats finish just to try and help you out with finals, but unfortunately no finals for him. You happy to do this little player profile that we do?
Yeah, no dramas, that's all good.
All right, full name?
Jack Driver.
No middle name?
No middle name, short and sweet.
All right, bang. Date of birth and where?
30/11/1996, just in Geelong.
Yeah, no, where in Geelong, though? Baxter or Geelong Hospital or St John of God, please?
Geelong Hospital,
thank you.
I say.
Thank you very much. Well done.
Height?
189.
6'2 and a bit. Mm-hmm. Recruited from? Yeah. Did you play any junior footy anywhere else, Jack?
No, just been at South Byron my whole life.
Occupation?
Accountant.
Where at again?
Yeah, Onber Accounting, the thing on Garden Street in Geelong, boys.
All right. Is that with any Garden United?
Just down the street from the Garden United.
Yeah, I believe Garden United Cricket Club had their AGM during the week.
We did. We've got a new chairperson. We'll talk about that later.
Right.
Yes.
What schools did we go to, Jack?
Cuervo Primary and St. Jolly's High School.
What car are we driving?
Same one since I was 18, the 2003 Commodore wagon.
There's a tight-ass accountant coming out in him.
Yep. There's the number cruncher. You can't. It's not an asset, really. We're buying a car. You don't buy a new car.
They depreciate as soon as you drive them off the lot.
Yeah, you're such an accountant, Jack. Good work. I love it.
Footy, cricket, anything else?
No. A bit of golf on the weekend. I don't mind having a hit of golf. I'm not very good, but it gets me out and about on a Sunday.
Yep. That's about it. Favourite food?
Steak.
Favourite drink?
Probably just a Carlton Dry.
Nice. 3.5? That seems to
absolutely.
Be, that's everybody's go-to at the moment. Favorite singer or band?
I don't really listen to music, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Just I don't know. Matt Calder, he just went to Bali to see Fred again, so I'll say them.
Who did he?
Yeah, he did. Have a little bye vacation, Calder.
Is there any chance that anybody at South Bung could actually play every game of the season, or are you just all running around on holidays?
What's going on?
Bye weekend.
No, he organised his over a bye, so he's fine.
Good.
He's
very smart. Well, he was smart, wasn't he?
Favorite TV show?
I'll probably say Breaking Bad.
Favorite movie?
Gladiator.
Favourite actor or actress?
Owen Wilson.
Favourite holiday spot?
Oh, pick one.
Noosa. Noosa's great.
Biggest influence on your career?
The old man, without a doubt, I'd say.
Most admired sports person?
Ricky Ponting, with your mate, Josh Conway. Both love Ricky Ponting.
The great punter.
There is some legitimate cricket porn, which is just watching Ricky Ponting runouts, which I think Buzz likes to do, just throwing down the stumps from all angles. There is a great video, and I think that might be Buzz's favourite thing in the world.
I think I've watched that video a few times sitting on the couch with Buzz. So. Yeah.
Not sure how we brought cricket porn into the podcast today, but anyway, we go.
Pre-game routine?
There's nothing really. I just rock up and...
get to the ground.
Hang out with the boys, have a yarn, have a look.
Biggest footy thrill?
I've been playing in the grand finals the last 2 years. That's been a great experience. Even though we've lost, the day is still always really good.
Biggest footy disappointment?
They probably go hand in hand. losing them both to Leopold, who have been too good both times.
And if you could invite three people in history to dinner, who would they be? And one of them can't be Josh Conway.
Yes.
Well, I'll invite his mate, Ricky Ponting, then.
Yeah, that's good.
I like the sports stars. Caitlin Clark in the WNBA.
Yep.
And
good story.
I'll go Jonathan Brown.
Nice. Good trio.
That's a good trio. I like it.
Well played.
Yes. Yep.
Jack, great to have you back in the country. I know you've been back about a month, but we just like to make out that you've been gone forever. We'll see you in action Saturday afternoon out at McDonald Reserve for a big clash against Bell Park, and appreciate you jumping on and having a chat to us on Beyond the Boundary.
No worries, boys. Thanks heaps for that. Have a good one.
This is K-Rock Football's Beyond the Boundary. Kerr's Hire. Quality equipment for hire and sales.
There's been many a superstar over the journey at Myers Reserve, especially in the last 15 years, a stunning run of 7 flags in 8 years. And one of the men that played a key role is in 6 of them. He had a year at Grovedale where they won one, but came back and played in a couple more. And he sits in the pantheon of greats up there at Myers Reserve. Game 250 this week, and it should be duly celebrated. And we're going to do that on Beyond the Boundary with the man they call Cubby, Caleb Basely. Cub, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me, fellas. What an intro. Jesus. Thank you.
Only goes downhill from here, you realise.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
250 games. Do you get a chance to reflect on your career when you come up to a milestone like that?
I have a little bit, mate. It's sort of crept up on me, to be honest, though. Yeah, it's not something you sort of think about as you're going along doing your thing week to week. But there's been a few moments of reflection the last week, that's for sure, yeah.
You've obviously, that it's home for you, and it has been home for so many of your great mates over the journey. Is it fair to say to you it's more than just a sporting body that you're involved with?
Yeah, 100%, mate. I've, turned from a young boy, I suppose, into a man at the footy club. Spent all my 3 years in my prime there, on the field's one thing, but off the field as well, you develop, like I said, into a young man, and you're doing that at the footy club with all your mates and all the supporters and whatnot. So yeah, it's definitely more than just footy for me at the at Myers Reserve, mate, for sure.
Caleb, just talk us through 2016. You went to Grovedale. You'd been part of a very successful team. What was the process in terms of you going to the Tigers at that time?
I just wanted to test myself, mate. Yeah. I thought I was sort of in the prime of my career. I'd put a few really consistent years together. I just basically wanted to test myself, mate. Didn't really go to plan. Getting injured round one and then missing probably a third of the season was very, very frustrating. You're at a new club and at the higher level, you just want to put your best foot forward and impress, and sort of wasn't able to do that. Had to watch from the sidelines for the first sort of 6 to 8 rounds. I got my chance mid-season and played some all right footy in the seniors, and then just sort of lost my spot towards finals, and that was it. But later that year, I remember I was sitting in the Skilled Stadium watching the Grovedale seniors play, and obviously played in the reserves before that. And I got the call from my brother watching Belfast Hill saying that they've just won the grand final. And I was sort of sitting there watching the scenes at Grovedale play, and I was in no man's land, and that was kind of what made up my decision to go back home. I kind of thought what was important to me, and it was sort of playing in flags with my mates rather than sort of testing myself at a higher level for a few years,
The Two's made a prelim final, but do you tell people that the only reason you lost your spot is because a young kid called Ryan Myers took it?
Yeah. You know what? The young kids at Buffalo still have heard all about that. And the old guys too, yeah, 100%. Not a bad bloke to be pushed out by, hey.
That's absolutely true.
I must admit, I did see him play that day and I was like, Jesus, there's no way I'd be able to do what he did. So, yeah, probably warranted, mate.
And so you went back to the Panthers, and then just last year you had a year up at Great Western with like literally mini bell post hill, because there's about eight of you that went up there. What was the driving force behind going up there? Because it's not testing yourself in the Minniara Football League, is it?
Nah, not really, mate. Nah. To be honest, I just kind of was burnt out at bell post hill. Yeah. I think when I spoke to you last, I told you sort of I was mentally close to being finished, and I really wanted to experience country footy. You know, how the whole town gets behind the games every Saturday, and the bloke who owns the pharmacy owns the pub and he runs the general store as well. You know, I wanted to meet those people and sort of get behind the whole community. And again, that didn't really go to plan either, because our club rooms at Great Western were getting redone. So we played all our home games at Stall. Mm. So, yeah, didn't really get to experience that, to be honest, mate. But it was still good fun, nevertheless.
What about Bo McNamara just timing his run coming back? You know, just a couple of games in the Scoobs, and then I'll just roll back in for a big game against North Geelong. We'll get the 4 points and away we go.
Yeah. I kind of had a feeling he'd come back. He was at a few training sessions, and I thought, you're not doing that unless you're sort of keen to play, you know. But, yeah, he was unreal. That North Geelong game was so good having him back. I know a lot of the younger guys, and the older guys, sort of just breathe a sigh of relief when he's there in the back line, because he's just so reliable and obviously one of the better players to put on the bubble steel jumper, that's for sure.
Yep. We're very forward focused here at Beyond the Boundary, Cubby. When we get to a milestone, what we do is we go, so do you reckon you'll get to the next one? Do you think you'll be around to play 300?
No, mate, there's no chance, no. I reckon 260 will see me, mate, yeah. I reckon this season will probably be the end, mate, for sure.
Okay, but gee, there's still some water to go under the bridge, and you know, you might give yourself, I know you're disappointing last week against Centrals, but you know, you've matched it with the upper echelon. Is there a real resolve there, especially among the older boys, your Bartons and Whitneys and Costellos of the world, to try and, you know, jag one last one?
Yeah, 100%, mate. That was obviously one of the driving factors for me coming back to from Great Western, you know, was that we recruited really well, and we know we've got a really good list, and when we string it all together, we're very dangerous. But can't find a happy medium. Our good's really good, but our bad's really bad. So there's no real in-between with us at the moment. But, yeah, mate, that's always has been a dream, to sort of get one more and finish on a high. That'd be great. But understand, too, that we've got a lot of work to do to match it with those top few sides, for sure.
And the most important thing in the league at the moment is it's pretty tight. It's been the tightest it's ever been, I reckon, the last couple of years, Caleb, in terms of, you know, the bottom two or three teams can beat the top two or three teams on any given day.
100%, mate. Yeah, I've never seen it like that before in my time. Obviously very good for the competition. Good for outsiders too, you know. I think there's always probably been a bit of a stigma about the GDFL, but it's so even and the results going anyway now, which is, it's good to see. Doesn't make it easy to play in, but you don't really get the rest that you used to, like back in the day. You should be able to pencil in a few rests, but it's good for the competition, mate, that's for sure.
Can we get to know Caleb Basie a little bit better? Do you listen to the podcast at all?
I've listened to a little bit, mate, yeah.
So you know we could do this little profile?
No, I haven't heard that, no.
Oh, all right. Well, okay. We're gonna put you under the pump here.
Stand ready.
Just
go for it.
First thing that comes to
go
mind.
For it.
Right. Full name?
Caleb Jordan Robert Basley.
Date of birth and where?
24th of January, 1990, in Baxter House in Geelong.
Yes.
Height?
Well, I don't know in centimetres, mate, but I think about 5'10".
Yeah, it's 178.
Yeah.
178, we'll go with that.
Other than your little jaunts, you know, obviously Great Western, and I see on your Play HQ, did you have a kick in Darwin at Tracy Village?
Yeah, we did, mate, yeah. Yeah, that was great fun. That was such a good experience. The coach at Great Western has coached up in Darwin for a long time, and he sort of floated the idea to me and Dill last summer and said, "Do you boys be keen?" And we're like, yeah, definitely. An unreal experience, so good.
Yep.
Yeah, it's good fun.
Did you play all your juniors at the Hill?
Yeah, I started in like under 14s, mate.
Yep.
I think I went to Red West for 1 year just to play with a few schoolmates, but through to form, I was back a year after.
Yeah, Bell Post Hill, it's like Hotel California. Yeah. You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right. Yeah. What schools did you go to, Cubby?
North Geelong Secondary College.
All right. What car we're driving?
Mazda BT50 at the moment, just a work car, mate.
Is that the Matt Dowling Sheen Panel Service?
Sheen Panel Service one, that's correct, absolutely.
Sports played other than footy?
Played a bit of cricket, just a little bit, not a great deal. I actually played out at Shelford with the Lima boys and a few other mates, which was good fun.
Bit of talent. They
were way too good for the division we were playing, so made it pretty easy going, but yeah.
Favourite food?
Pizza.
Favourite drink?
VB, probably.
Oh, the old Victor Bravo.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's a good drop.
Favourite singer or band?
Band would be Blink-182.
Oh, nice. Did you get to see them? They were out not long ago.
Nah, I regret it, mate. As soon as I seen they sold out, I was like, you idiot, why didn't you get tickets?
Favourite TV show?
Oh, that's a good one. Friends.
Favourite movie?
The Dark Knight.
That's a good one.
That was
good. That's good.
Yeah.
Favourite actor or actress?
Oh, there's a bit of a running joke that I call myself Brad Pitt at the footy club, self-proclaimed nickname, so we'll go with Brad Pitt.
Oh, my God. I will stand here and say Cubby is one of your better-looking local footballers.
Okay, that's fine, but I'm not too sure he should be calling himself Brad Pitt. But
I don't think I should either, mate. It usually comes out after a couple of beers.
Love it. Favourite holiday spot?
I'll say Croatia. I've only been there once, but yeah, unbelievable.
Biggest influence on your career?
Oh. I'm going to go with two people. I can't split them.
I'll bet you one's Gurge.
Yeah. Yep. he doesn't need any introduction. But the second one's Stuffer. He actually texted me today saying congratulations. And I definitely couldn't have reached the heights I reached without him. He definitely took me to that next level and got more out of me. And I ended up getting more out of myself. And that's all thanks to him for sure.
Most admired sports person?
I'm a Hawks fan, so I'd have to say like Buddy Franklin, Luke Hodge.
A few to pick from there in that era.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Do you have a pre-game routine, Cubby?
Nah, not anymore. Usually when I was younger, I was pretty superstitious, I guess you could say. But as I've gotten older, you sort of realise that it's silly and you don't need it.
Yep.
But not anymore, mate. Not anymore, no.
I know what your biggest footy thrill is. It's six premierships, but is there one of the six that stands out?
I always come back to the first one, mate, just because it was the club's first ever. And just the role we got on at the back half of that year was just unbelievable. We were just playing such good footy and super confident without being arrogant. But we just rolled in every week knowing that the system we had worked, there was just the buy-in from all the players was just unbelievable. And the amount of momentum that we got in the back half of that year was just sensational. And I think it showed through our results and ultimately on grand final day, with the big win.
Is it the biggest disappointment losing the one to North Geelong?
Stings, but can't complain with how my career's panned out, mate. But it did hurt a lot, yeah.
And if you could invite three people in history to dinner, who would they be?
Oh. Let's say dead or alive, yeah.
Can be anybody.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep. Anybody, all right. I'd love to pick Mike Tyson's brain. I don't know why. I just find him real fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Geez, that's really put me on the spot. Let's say Einstein.
Yep, nice.
I'm not good with numbers, so he might be able to give us a few pointers, a few tips. And Freddie Mercury from Queen.
Yes, good one.
And just make sure you've got a piano just for a bit of a sing-along at the end.
Yeah.
That's 100%.
Yeah. That's a good trio.
That is a good trio. I like that one. That's good.
Cubby, a wonderful career, and it looks like it's going to pull up stumps at some stage in September, but for your sake, not until September 20, which is GDFNL Grand Final Day. It would be a fairy tale if the Panthers could jag another one with a lot of boys who have been through so much success. A wonderful career you've had, so many accolades, and we're glad that you could take some time to join us on Beyond the Boundary.
Nah, thank you very much for having me, boys. Flattered, and thanks for all the kind words. Thanks for having me.
This is K-Rock Football's Beyond the Boundary. Kerr's Hire, quality equipment for hire and sales.
It would have been really interesting to have done a bit of an exercise and seen how those Bell Post Hill teams of the 2010s would have fared at higher levels, because they were they're untouchable. They went... Alex Tagani will probably know, because he's the guru with the numbers in the GDFL.
Mm.
They went something like 4 years or 5 years without losing at home.
Yeah. I reckon at one stage, it was something like 85 and 10 or something. You know, like it was ridiculous.
Yep.
It was like, yeah, they were going ballistic. Yep. It was...
Blokes playing in seven flags. So I think Limer and Fantella were the only... Shane Limer, Adrian Fantella were the only two to play in seven.
Yeah.
Bunch in six, including...
Yeah.
Because Dill Whitney, Bo McNamara... Cubby went to Grovedale together.
They did.
And it just didn't work out for Cubby. And
yeah.
I love that he can tell that story about, well, I lost my spot to Grind Myers.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great story. I'm telling the grandkids that. That's pretty good.
And they got to a prelim that year, and unfortunately, Grovedale haven't done a lot since.
No, but the hardest thing would have been getting Josh, his brother would have rang him and said, hey, just why don't St Albans? Yeah. That would have been the hardest thing for him sitting at GMHBA.
So, good people. I think Josh... Did Josh win a Tanzing medal?
Yes, he did. Yep. Yeah, he was a very good player too. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
So, well done to Cubby and this weekend. Let's have a look at the GDFNL, where it is round 14 and a big one. It's for the Ash Whitney Cup.
Ash Whitney Cup.
Because he's coaching against the mob that he coached.
Mm.
Belmont Lions and Bell Post Hill. Gee, Belmont Lions, in the injuries, they just keep defying.
They do.
At 11-2.
They do, and they will defy again this week, I think, and it will run straight into your little scenario, I think, with Bell Post Hill.
Right, which I have them dropping out of.
You do.
Didn't
roll that out to the Cubby interview.
No. Past Players Day, as we alluded to, Werribee Centrals. Is that going to get them up to beat East Geelong?
Gee whiz. No. East have to win.
This is last roll of the dice for Aniki. Lose this and they are done, and they play Thompson at Thompson.
Yeah, I think the Tommy Tigers.
Can Invalee upset North Geelong?
Well, you think they can.
No, I didn't tip them to win this week.
No, the Magpies will win. The Magpies will win.
Winchelsea and West?
I don't know. Winch at home, maybe.
Bannockburn and Corio?
The Tigers.
Their record of losses by less than a couple of kicks this year.
Yeah. It's not great.
No, it's very unfortunate, and it would be like they could easily be 8-5.
They could be,
but they're not.
But they're not.
Bellarine this weekend. The biggest game of the year is Anglesey and Barwon Heads.
Oh, elimination final.
Well, it doesn't
elimination final.
It doesn't eliminate. But it will hurt. A loss will hurt Anglesey more just because of the percentage difference, which sits at 14.
Yes, it is a lot, isn't it? Yeah, they have to win. Oh, I'm not sure. Draw. Now, that would be funny.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Watch that comeback. A draw.
The other game is Torquay Drysdale that's of interest too. Drysdale want to finish top three. They might need to win this one.
Yeah, it's going to be tough darts at Torquay, you would think. Mm. You'd think the Tigers might win.
We haven't spoken about Lucas Anderson.
Mm.
Got a head knock.
Yeah.
And we'll miss again this week as well.
That's no good.
So we'll see him back soon. Yes. He's going to be important. The other games, you think Amos will be too strong for Port Arlington, who have never won at Queen's Park.
Yeah, Mitch Dayback.
Yes, from suspension. Yeah, wow.
Mitch Dayback.
Just rolls back in. And
I think the ammo's.
Away you go. Newcombe and Ocean Grove could determine the wooden spoon. If Newcombe win this, Ocean Grove will claim it. If Ocean Grove were to win, then it might become a percentage thing over the last three rounds.
Oh, let's pick the grubbers. Let's just pick the grubbers and see.
My records tell me that Ocean Grove hasn't taken home the kitchen implement since 1971.
Really?
Which was the first year of the Bellarine.
Wow.
And they actually won 5 games and finished with the spoon.
Oh, wow. That's a competitive season, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
We'll pick the Grubbers this week.
And does Queenscliff beat Motawarri?
Yes, they do.
Right.
And Hoves has decided to muck it all up.
No guarantee Josh Finch back this week. He was in Bali.
He was.
He's actually got a finger injury.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Opening the Bintang.
Out.
Bintang.
Potentially.
He's having a great little time over there too, can I say.
And the GFNL.
Yes.
It is round 13.
It is.
We've been going for a long time.
Round 13.
South and Bell Park.
Oh.
This is where Bell Park, if they can win this, they're just about there.
Oh, big game.
And South and Leopold potentially missing out.
Big game.
Yeah.
This is it.
Pick somebody.
South Barwon.
At home?
Yeah, just to keep in the mix.
The other big game is Colac and St. Joseph's.
Oh.
Wonder if Jace Armistead and Seb Ross went to the video and had a look at what St. Mary's did.
Yes, I spoke to the St. Joey's coach just before the podcast, and he said they were just a little bit off. Especially, which I said to him, I said, well, you didn't have to be, you weren't Robinson Crusoe knowing
well,
that.
Well, Einstein.
Or Einstein.
Before he went off to.
We had, yeah, before he went off to lunch, dinner with Cubby. Yes. Well, let's, for Colac's sake, let's hope so. It's going to be a good game. I think, at home, Colac might have them.
Leopold beats West?
They do.
Newtown beats Grovedale?
Harder than you think, though, yeah. But Newtown.
If it was at Burdoo, even harder again.
With that wind last week, that would have been fun.
St Albans should beat North Shore?
They should.
Let's see if St Albans can kick goal. Remember we did North Shore and St Albans a couple of years ago on a very windy day?
Yes, I do. It was very windy.
Was it goalless at halftime?
It was. It's fantastic.
And St Mary's and Lara is the final
No Paddy Dowling, though, so...
No.
St Mary's. So he kicked 10 last time they played Lara.
And did Burke kick 10 as well that day?
Yeah.
St Mary's and Lara.
Yes.
The Saints will win that one and pick up some percentage, which I don't think they really need because they do have the best percentage in the comp. They do. 221. Percentage is going to play a role.
It will. Absolutely will.
We look forward to the ladder balancing up in 3 weeks' time.
We can't all wait for that, can we? We can just wait for around 15 minutes.
Gives us a little bit more of an idea. Anything to leave us with, Jace?
Yes. As you alluded to earlier, the new chairperson of the Garden United Cricket Club has been appointed.
Is?
Yes, Trent Wallerys. The great
the Iceman.
Yes, from South Barwon.
Former K-Rock.
Former K-Rock sales account manager. Yeah. That's exactly right. Absolutely, yes. And he's taken over, so we'll just see how that goes.
One of the items on the agenda was the organisation of?
Our Live Golf for 2026. So we get to the big things at Garden United. We're a little cricket club just in the east of Geelong, so we just not many people know about us.
Haven't lost a game.
Never won a game, never lost a game, but we're very good at it.
That was Beyond the Boundary, a K-Rock podcast for footy freaks. Love all things footy. Head to krockfootball.com.au and we'll catch you next time.